A phone-in program.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Hot Debate, the most popular phone-in program on FM 13. Hot Debate is a very appropriate name for today's topic, which is climate change and global warming. As you all know, in recent years, we've been witnessing extreme weather conditions around the globe. Floods, droughts, landslides, hurricanes, the lot. Some experts say it's CO2 and other greenhouse gases resulting from human activities that are causing a rise in the Earth's temperature and leading to climate change. Others are fiercely denying that and maintain that there's no scientific proof whatsoever for this theory. What do you think? And here's our first caller, Mrs. Peach. Can you hear me?
Yes. Terry Peach from Boston. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Terry. Where do you stand on the climate change debate?
Well, I'm a mother of four, and I'm really concerned about my children's future and about our environment. I mean, think of the freak weather conditions we've been experiencing lately. A drought, floods, or just remember that devastating hurricane back in 2012.
You mean Hurricane Sandy?
Yes, Hurricane Sandy. And all these severe thunderstorms that have claimed so many people's lives and caused such terrible destruction. I read an article recently with data from the National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration in which it said that since the 1950s, CO2 concentration in the atmosphere has reached higher levels than ever in human history. Apparently, they are 30% higher than in the last 800,000 years. And according to NASA, 2010 to 2019 was the hottest decade on record.
Really? And that sounds quite worrying, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. I'm terrified and worried. Heat waves, floods, droughts, wildfires, what is this world coming to? For the sake of our future and our children, we must start fighting climate change now.
What would you suggest we should do?
Well, every child knows that by now. Drive less, waste less energy and water, eat less meat, avoid waste, and recycle. Buy fewer consumer goods.
That's quite a long list, isn't it?
Yes, it is, but we don't have an alternative. If each of us does our bit, it might not be too late.
Well said, Terry. I'm sure you could convince some of our listeners out there to change their ways and start a greener way of life. Thank you. And next in line, we have Pete. Pete Fraser?
That's right. Good afternoon, everybody.
Good afternoon to you, Pete. What did you think of Terry's contribution just now?
Well, if you want my honest opinion, not much. She's one of these hysterical doom mongers who just wants to scare people and hasn't got her facts right either. The latest studies prove that there has been no significant increase in the Earth's temperature during the last 10 years or so.
So if I understand you correctly, you're saying that scientific theories behind climate change are questionable and just used by some environmentalists to scare the rest of the population?
That's right. Fluctuations in temperature and severe weather conditions are cyclical. They're completely natural phenomena. Have you never heard of the Ice Age?
I have, of course. But I'm not sure I share your optimism. Anyway, that was Pete, a climate change skeptic who believes that climate change is nothing but a hoax. Thank you, Pete. Now on the line, we have...